Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Migrant children and families trapped in holding centers have another setback when it comes to their well-being. Now that flu season is approaching, the United States Customs and Border Protection says families in those holding centers won't be getting any vaccinations for the flu, despite calls from doctors to do so. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Dr. Mark Schleitz, professor of pediatrics at the University of Minnesota. Doctor, thank you for talking to us today. Why aren't they giving vaccines to the migrants in the holding centers?
Well, I suspect that the reason for denying vaccine coverage for the families and children that are in the internment camps is probably more political than it is financial or medical. Certainly, if nothing else, flu immunization for these families is a great allocation of resources, and it saves the taxpayers money. After all, some 25 to 30,000 children every year are hospitalized with complications of influenza in the United States. Children who get influenza become very ill with a variety of other complications. And so for an administration that claims to be on the side of taxpayers, this is actually a misallocation of resources that will end up costing all of us more money.
Because the kids will get more of the kids will get sick.
Well, that's right. But I think beyond the financial component, there's a deeper, more profound, and more worrisome component to this, and that's the anti-immigrant agenda of the Trump White House. I really think that this is a morally bereft administration that is doing a lot of disservice to a lot of people, particularly women and children and families. And so I think that this is really an unfortunate decision. Certainly it's not driven by medicine or science. Crowding these children and families into these concentration camps is a high-risk scenario for influenza. It's a very contagious, very infectious illness. We've all seen the squalor and living conditions that these families are forced to live in. And so the need for influenza immunization is actually far, far greater for people who are forced to live in incarceration like this than it would be outside of this kind of setting. So from a medical perspective, and from a cost-effectiveness perspective, and certainly from a moral perspective, influenza immunization of families in these centers is the right thing to do.
I wonder how they justify it, though. I mean, just that. How do they justify not doing it?
Yeah, I think that that gets into the realm of political decision-making and policy-making that sometimes physicians and scientists are uncomfortable with, simply because this isn't the day-to-day life we live. We live a life of science and evidence and medical knowledge, which we then try to apply to help other people. And this decision doesn't meet any of those metrics. And so I think it's an area that is uncomfortable for doctors to talk about. But I think we have to talk about it. I think we have a social responsibility to speak out about this kind of, again, morally bereft decision-making process that will only do harm and, let's not forget, cost the taxpayers more money. And so I think even if you aren't swayed by the humanity of the crisis, then maybe people could at least be swayed by the additional costs that all taxpayers will have to bear because of this ridiculous decision.
All right. Thanks for talking to us. Already three children have died in connection with the flu, so we'll see what the winter holds. Thank you for talking to us, Doctor. That's Dr. Mark Schleitz. He is professor of pediatrics, University of Minnesota.